You're listening to The Takeaway with John Hockenberry and Adora Udoji.
Good morning, everybody. As Femi Okeh just reported, for the last 7 years, American officials have tried to work with Pakistan to fight al-Qaeda and the Taliban in that country and in Afghanistan. But after months of debating how to do that, Eric Schmidt, who's reporting for our partner, The New York Times, writes that the Bush administration is allowing special ops forces to carry out ground assaults without the prior consent of the Pakistani government. Eric Schmidt joins us from Washington, D.C. Eric, thanks for being with us.
Sure. Good morning.
Now, when did this shift occur from a largely cooperative arrangement with all kinds of rules of engagement to something quite different?
Well, we've been seeing a gradual relaxation of the restrictions that American forces, both air and ground, are under as they conduct operations in Pakistan. Earlier in the year, we saw a spike in some of the Predator strikes. These are the unmanned aircraft that fire missiles into the tribal areas of Pakistan against al-Qaeda targets. But the most recent shift came in July when the president issued new orders that allow special operations forces to conduct limited cross-border raids against targets in this unrested tribal areas of Pakistan.
Is this a secret surge or a fundamental shift in strategy?
It's certainly secret, and it's certainly a continuing evolution of the American strategy in Pakistan. Essentially reflects the frustration that the American government has that Pakistan's military forces cannot contain the growing al-Qaeda threat and Taliban threat in the western part of Pakistan. It also indicates, interestingly, a growing distrust of much of Pakistan's military and intelligence services, which the American government believes is actually working in league, in some cases, with some of these extremist networks that are conducting bombings in Afghanistan.
Well, your colleague Dexter Filkins told us last week that there appears to be something of a charade as far as the Pakistan military is concerned in trying to convince the Americans that they're actually on the same side, but in fact, quietly, there are all kinds of alliances with the enemies of the United States. Do you find that that's the case at the level you're looking at it?
Yes, that was one of the conclusions that we are reporting also found. In particular, the ISI, which is the main military intelligence service of Pakistan, has connections to what's called the Haqqani Network. It's one of the extremist networks that has been blamed for several high-profile bombings in Afghanistan, including an attack on the Indian embassy in Kabul. So this is one of the factors that the American government, they've confronted Pakistan's leadership with. Pakistan insists it is trying to reform not only these intelligence services, but it's also insists that it's actually carrying out counterinsurgency operations along this border region.
Now, the new president of Pakistan, Asif Ali Zardari, was just inaugurated this week and just installed this week, elected over the weekend. How destabilizing is the wide knowledge of this new policy of the Bush administration? I mean, I'm sure it's no secret to you, Eric, that people tend to read, actually, the New York Times when you put something in it.
Yes, well, it actually, we're watching that closely. There's been a number of statements from Pakistani leaders in the last several days condemning a U.S. special operations raid last Wednesday against an al-Qaeda compound in a small village just across the border inside of Pakistan. But this does present the first big test for President Zardari, who has committed his support to counterinsurgency operations by his army, not necessarily by the American forces inside of Pakistan. So this kind of attack on sovereign Pakistani soil is likely to inflame anti-American rhetoric in Pakistan for the next several days at least.
All right, Eric Schmidt, thanks for joining us.
Thank you.
Eric Schmidt is a New York Times reporter in the Washington Bureau who's reporting on 7 years after 9/11 is the U.S. jettisoning its ally Pakistan and going it alone against al-Qaeda. Certainly there are signs that that is the case.